And now our guest asks, why have these teachings been kept secret? Guest, well, I'm out of the struggle. My next question is, most of us have been struggling for so long, and it seems like it's a secret, this law of allowing, this vibrational match. Why is it such a secret? Abraham, well, the secret is out. But it has never been a secret. It has been a willingness to trust somebody else over the way you feel. It's a byproduct of being born as a little person into a family of big people who think that they have the answers or who want to protect you. But it's also a function of, from your broader non-physical perspective, wanting the contrasting experience in order to help you formulate your desires. You see, you have to grasp this. This is an evolving, expanding universe. This is not a universe where somebody has it all figured out, where here is a group of angels in heaven who have figured out the perfect life, and then they say, go forth, little ones, and just live as we've been living. It's not that way. There must be expansion in order for there to continue to be existence. And so, with expansion comes contrast. And with contrast comes discernment. With contrast comes the ability to speculate, to mold, to anticipate. Look at it this way. If you were a chef in a well-stocked kitchen, you would be so much happier than if you were a chef in a kitchen that had only three ingredients. In other words, a well-stocked kitchen does not mean that you have to put it all in your pie, but it sure does give you a lot of other options, you see? So, that's really why. Make peace with it. Say, this contrasting world is what the expansion is all about. The variety, the contrast, is what puts the eternalness in eternity. And we were always born with guidance. And lament only for a little bit that you lost sense of your guidance. We do not think that any of you have lost sense of it as much as you think. We think you know when your feelings are hurt. We think you know when you're angry. We think you know when you feel disempowered. We think you know it. And we think that it's time for you to take it back. But we think that it's also time for you to reach the place where you really take it back. As long as you're blaming anyone or anything for anything, you are disempowered. And we're not just talking to you, we're talking to anyone. As long as you are blaming anyone or anything for anything, you are disempowered, because that says they have power over me. And no one does, because no one can vibrate for you. The law of attraction is lovingly delivering to everyone who asks the precise answer that they're able to hear. So never suffer over those who are not getting your answers, because you cannot even force feed them. We gave that up a long time ago. As teachers, we have come to understand that we are only as effective as our understanding of where our student is. So, we let the law of attraction bring those who are ready for this, and we trust that the law of attraction is bringing all others to what they are ready for. And they are not suffering in the way that you think they are suffering. They are not you.